reason. Hey, oh, Mike A.
Yo.
What's happening?
What's the good word?
You know? What?
The good word is stupendous.
Okay. Can you give me a definition? A textbook, a dictionary definition.
Sure thing. Stupendous means extremely impressive, such as a stupendous display of technique.
Ooh, sounds like my jujitsu.
It roots from the Latin. Stupere.
All right, nerd, easy.
It was used a lot in the 1800s. Not so much these days.
If you don't stop, I'm going to hold my breath until you... So, it's a very special week. Do you want to know why? I don't know if you turned on the TV at all. I'm going to give you one guess. Go ahead. Why is it a special week?
Well, I was going to say tacos.
Well, that too. give it another guess. So. I found out about it like 2 days ago.
The Rock is buying the XFL?
Yes, that's it too, but that's not what I was going to say.
I thought that was actually going to be it. I was be like, whoa, I actually got
really?
It.
Really? No. I mean, we can briefly touch on that after.
Well, I thought that's what it was going to be. I was just saying it would have been a funny guess.
No, you imbecile. Come on. Take one more guess. What week is it? Week. Keyword week.
Something about to do like Ancient Aliens or something?
Oh, moron. No, Shark Week.
Of course. I know. I got it when you said about the week thing.
Oh.
I was joking.
I like that. That's Ancient Aliens. It took you to say the week. Yes. It's just funny how we were just talking about sharks, what, like 4 weeks
ago? Done. See, that's the shark theme. The beginning of the shark theme. The beginning of the Jaws theme is another one that can go on our soundboard.
Ooh.
Done. Like just that.
That might be copyright, so maybe we can do like our own like.
Not if it's
like,
just goofy. Done, done.
Yeah, like that, our own. You know what? Our soundboard of the Jaws theme will just be you doing that.
Done, done.
And then I'll be in the background. Done, 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 done,
done, done, done.
It's like a flamboyant Jaws. Done, 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 done.
Yeah. The whole song might be a problem, but if we just did 15 seconds or less.
Yeah, 15 seconds, right? That's the magic number, right?
I think so.
Although, would that be under, like, fair use claims or no?
I don't know. It's just the other thing. Is like, they'd have to actually come after us, you know what I mean? And we're so low level. I
feel like no, you meant we're too powerful. We have the best lawyers and best agents.
Well, I meant we're so low level... Like as part of the system, like we're foundational to the system,
and you don't want to enter the system.
Yeah, they don't want to exactly. They'd have to dig so deep to get to us because we're so like intertwined in it. So
that's true. Yeah,
right. We, like we're. I mean, this we basically podcast own is,
media.
Yeah, it's like the internet of podcasts.
Hell yeah!
You know?
Yeah,
that sweet. Should be the official tagline. Two guys, one mic. The internet of podcasts.
Yeah, I don't think people would get it, but yeah.
Good. Perfect. Less people that get it, the better.
Yeah, right?
No better joke.
We'll get more listeners. They're going to be like, what the hell? This internet?
Yeah, the internet of the... Oh, like, okay. Got to check it out. Yeah, exactly. We'll get at least a billion people who listen for 20 seconds and is like, wow.
Yeah,
and then they turn it off. But...
I can like go to like a sponsor and be like, look, we had 20 million listeners. What do you
turn this shit into some fire fest.
Right,
like sick. Blow it up without it ever even being anything.
Awesome. Kind of like blown up like in Jaws, the end of Jaws.
Ooh, there
you know,
go.
I always kind of felt
tying it back.
Shark. You know, as a kid, obviously it's one of my favorite movies of all time, but as a kid, I used to always kind of feel bad for it at the end because all it was doing was just feeding. It's like nature.
It's true.
Like it was, I mean, I know like the film tries to like depict the shark as being this man eater that kept antagonizing them, but have you ever
shark
seen
knew
the
what it was
fourth
doing.
One, Jaws the Revenge?
I don't think I've ever seen anyone but the first one.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Well, good for
not,
you.
Not a big Jaws fan.
The four.
I mean, the first one's good.
Sucker.
But yeah.
Yeah, four, yeah.
I mean, the series isn't. I'm not a
no,
fan
yeah,
of the
series.
Series
is trash.
Yeah.
The first two are good. The fourth one I actually showed my friend at work. I showed him some of the funny scenes. It's hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
The shark essentially tracks down Mrs. Brody. Martin Brody's already dead. I guess they couldn't get him back for the fourth one. or the third one. And it basically it basically follows her from Amity Island. She goes to visit her oldest son, Sean, or Michael. I don't know. Well, one of them dies in the beginning. They're Sean or Michael. But the shark follows them to the Bahamas. And it's pretty fucking funny.
Well, she should go to less oceany places to avoid the threat of Jaws.
That's what I'm thinking.
But still, yeah, how does she should have went to Aspen instead. How does Jaws can't get you there. Try it, bitch.
The shark goes from New York to Aspen. Or somehow the shark's going to end up in like a lake or something.
Swims up the rivers. Yeah, exactly. Like you're crossing a bridge. It jumps out of the bridge and like, you know, jumps over the bridge and bites you out of your car.
A river jaw.
You're in a convertible. Yeah.
You got 25-foot great white shark in the Delaware River.
Damn, dude. We should make this movie. Jaws in the Delaware should be the name of it.
Oh, for sharks in the Delaware. Cool.
Yeah, that would be a pretty spot. We can make it like a campy B movie, you know what I mean?
That would be so I used to
enjoy it'd be pretty good. We can sell it to Sci-Fi or something.
The sad thing is Sci-Fi would probably pick it up too.
That's what I mean. It's like Sharknado, but like kind of better.
Well, it's funny because I remember I used to rent certain movies from this company called The Asylum, and they would always put out those
The Asylum. Movies. Well, right? Yeah, and a lot of them are like just like purpose, like they're like ripoffs of regular movies, worse.
Oh, dude, it's so funny. It'd be like a slight, subtle change in like the title of a movie.
Their whole business model was to trick grandmas into buying, like, oh, my son loves Sharknado, you know, and then it's the Asylum one, and what the hell, grandma?
Yeah, right? Okay. It actually almost reminds me. I don't know if you ever watched the Amanda Show. But they have a skit on there called Block Bleaster, back when Blockbuster was popular. And it was basically like an Eastern European family that had like a ripoff of Blockbuster. And they have all these ripoff movies. Like the one
an asylum store.
Like the one thing was like the one guy comes in like part of this skit from the Amanda Show. The one guy comes in and he was like, oh, I ordered Titanic, but this is you two guys just acting this out on a cardboard cutout. And then he's like, no, you don't ask for Titanic. You ask for Tigantic. And it's just hysterical. I got a feeling.
Mos Def and Jack Black made that into a movie. Like that concept just became another movie.
Wait, what? Jack Black?
Yeah, there's like a Jack Black movie with him and Mos Def, and they are two guys that work in like a video rental store, and like I guess like a bunch of the tapes get like erased or something. So recreate. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's it. It's Nacho School Libre. Rock. Yeah, Nacho Libre actually.
Okay.
Is the movie. Yeah. I saw School of Rock in theaters.
Did you?
Yeah, back in the day. That was good. It's a good movie. I agree.
I'm glad you agree. I thought you were going to like hate on it or something.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was cool, especially when I was like, you know, 13 or whatever.
13. Going back to Shark Week quick. I know their like big thing is Tyson versus Jaws. I don't know what the concept is, but I just kept seeing like these corny commercials of like Mike Tyson on a beach. And he's like, he's like trying to break a surfboard or something.
Here's my theory of what's going to happen with that. Is it's going to be like a bunch of interviews with Mike Tyson and then scientists talking about what would happen if they fought. like what a shark would do if it got at Mike Tyson.
That's not too far. Do you remember a couple of years ago when they had Michael Phelps was going to race a shark? Do you remember this?
No.
They were advertising it like Michael Phelps going to race a shark and everyone was so excited. And then when it actually aired on TV, it was just him swimming in a pool. And
they timed him.
Yeah, essentially that's what they did. And they had a shark in the ocean. And they had like an imaginary length. And people were so upset. People were like, oh my God, this is
such a ripoff. Yeah, it's pretty BS. Yeah, I don't know.
Michael Phelps got hate for it. I was like, what did you guys think? They were going to like put them in a saltwater pool together?
Well, you could have put them in it could have been like a pool. And with like an acrylic wall in between.
That is so silly. How are you gonna make a shark do that?
The shark would keep like trying to eat him, like be trying to go into the glass to eat him.
Whoa, shark attacks are rare, bro.
Well, not if there's a human swimming next to them in a pool.
No, they're gonna be more scared. They think we're seals, bro.
They'll all be banging around. Exactly. No, probably kill the shark. One down.
I just remember how funny that was. I just remember the Michael Phelps backlash. Everyone was so mad at him.
I mean, it sounds like Mike Tyson better prepare himself.
Yeah.
He's probably going to find out. Unless he actually jumps in a pool and, like, punches a shark in the face.
You know what? Knowing Mike Tyson, that's not too far off.
I feel like Discovery wouldn't air that. It's like animal abuse.
Mike Tyson doesn't care. Blackfish, you think Mike Tyson cares about animal abuse?
The Discovery.
Discovery, the might, yeah.
Channel that would be showing it might.
Yeah, they might get a little bit.
They might care a little bit. I think they might be, like, they own Animal Planet. So, you know, I don't know. Might have something to say about that.
Yeah, I guess that's true. He'd be like, hey, I'm just trying to knock this thing out, man. Ooh, that was a piss poor. I'm actually embarrassed by that. That was a piss
it was
poor.
Like, it was, but it was so bad, it was good. You know what I mean? So, like, it was kind of like, it was right in the right. It was right in the, well, I couldn't do one. I was going to say I liked it.
Okay.
I like don't have enough, like, I haven't heard enough Mike Tyson to really do it.
Really? No, come on, yeah. Man.
That's, that was worse.
My back the one before is was broken. Better.
The one before spinal. Was better. Just like, you just having a stroke now.
I remember when you used to say that you thought you were pretty good at doing like those cartoon voices. Remember of like Arnold Schwarzenegger you used to do at work?
You're like back in the day.
Yeah. And
again, when I was 13.
Yeah. Why don't you give us a good Arnold Schwarzenegger cartoon impersonation?
Maybe he'll be a guest on the next show.
Dude, no. Mike's alter ego. You call out people if you're on.
Former list. Governor Schwarzenegger, next app. And if he doesn't come, we'll have to kick his ass.
Ooh, I'm not. I can't do that. He's I look up to him. I can't do that.
I can't kick his ass. I look up to him.
He's the Terminator.
So you wouldn't like kick a shark's ass either because you look up to them.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, maybe if it was like a stupid sand shark or something.
Yeah, there are a lot of bad, dumb sharks. I agree.
Yeah, they're dumb. Like, but like a great white or a bull, tiger, you know, one of those. Then I'd be like, okay, I wouldn't do that. I respect them too.
He's like calmly getting mauled and eaten.
No, I know. All you have to do is just bop them in the nose. They have like some kind of sensors in their nose.
until they evolutionarily overcome that, and then bopping them in the nose is how they know to murder you.
Yeah, that could be true.
Look out.
Evolution, maybe.
Look out.
So, guess what I did yesterday? I signed up for FanDuel.
Ooh.
You know, actually, maybe I shouldn't have gave like a name, but anyway, this is not an ad.
Signed up for a gambling website. Got it.
Yeah, I did it because tonight is the big UFC card.
And you put some money down?
Yeah, just a little bit. I had to pick, like, four fighters who I think are gonna win. And
dude, I'll take your action next time. There's a casino in my town. I'll go there and put the money down in house.
Oh, really?
I mean, it seems like it'd be a pain in the ass. Yeah, yeah. The casino's like a half a mile away tops.
What?
A quarter mile.
Dude, I gotta come to your house soon. Like,
yeah, dude, it's dope. Come, we'll have some like pulled pork or ribs, and go to the casino and play some slots.
Listen, whenever you're ready, you let me know. I mean, you guys, I know you guys are going through, you know, you guys have your growing family and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, as soon as things like, yeah, you guys got to visit.
When you guys
there's
are ready,
a horse track there too, like horse racing.
I will literally come on like a week or two notice as long as I have no plans.
So, all right, word.
You let me know.
Word. We can do a live show here.
That would be sick.
Word. In my studio.
In your AKA bedroom.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, my studio. In my second studio. Bedroom. Yeah, my studio is my mom's basement. It's pretty sweet, I guess you could say.
Basement would be like a step up from this. So be quieter.
A slight step up, yeah. So real quick tonight, UFC 252, Daniel Cormier versus Stipe Miocic in the trilogy fight.
Is it the 1-1. First, second, or third of the trilogy?
I mean, what do you think? But when I say the trilogy fight,
third?
Yes, good job.
Well, they could have been planning for a trilogy, and it could have been the first one of three.
They don't do that. They don't say, all right, we're going to have a trilogy. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, then that's a dumb name. A trilogy is, like, pre-planned.
I hate you. Anyway, it's 1-1. And Daniel Cormier, he said this is his last fight. He's 42 years old, I want to say. And he lost his belt to Stipe.
Yeah, my bet is the geezer loses.
The what?
The geezer loses.
I hope so, but he's like an Olympic level wrestler. But
Stipe, well, he's 42, bro. He's gonna like break a hip.
Well, like, dude, he was winning the last fight up until he wasn't. Stipe started working the body. He started to hit with some body shots and liver shots, and then
worked the body hot.
Finally, the last liver shot hurt him.
Liver shot.
Started with the headshots. Punch you in the
liver, bitch.
And
yeah, he's again. They should have to wear armor, so that way it's like it'll just be longer fights.
Well, the armor is their rock solid ass that they work out.
Well, you got to build better it's muscles like over your liver. Then
it's like the 300 guys with their painted on abs they had in the. But it's gonna be.
So you're gonna bet on the not geezer. Yeah, you still there?
Yeah, sorry.
No.
Yeah, I'm going with Steve because he's also a firefighter in Ohio and worked during the pandemic.
And there's a high likelihood of there being a fire in the ring, so he has a natural advantage.
You're an ass. I'm rooting for the first responder who risks his life and works a full-time job.
A lot of people work full-time jobs, bro.
But are they also a world-class fighter, heavyweight champion?
Yeah, I am. You know that.
Yeah. I hate you.
I got the bronze in Beijing. So if you want to start fucking...
In what?
In wrestling. What? You were there.
Someone's going to like fact check you.
Yeah, you were there. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my bad. I forgot.
Like, what? Okay.
All right. I'm just going to ignore. I'm not going to bring attention to you because this is an attention-seeking behavior that you're trying to get me with. So I'm just going to ignore
all
you.
All right. Wow. I think somebody's jealous of my Olympic accomplishments because you're not denying reality. Interesting. Interesting.
Shut up, Jack Black.
Maybe you're the next person I'm going to have to challenge to a fight.
No, I can't do that. Because then if I beat you or something, then
our in person when you visit, yeah, our in person podcast will be a recording of our fight.
I mean, how would you do arm wrestling?
That'll be the recording.
I don't know what noises you're making. That's kind of scary.
It's my fighting noises. You scared? It's me like lifting shit and throwing you around.
Awesome. All right, well, on that note, I think we should wrap this up now. So comfortable.
We should fade out to some noises. See you next week.
See you next time on Two Guys One Mike. All right. Later.
Very good.
I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, word up.
All right. Bye.
All right, see you.
Wait, Mike.
What?
No, that was...